Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 395 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky said that Kyiv needs additional military support from partners, without which it cannot launch a counteroffensive and liberate the temporarily occupied territories, reports Dzerkalo Tyzhnya. In an interview with Japanese publication the Yomiuri Shimbun, Zelensky stressed that Ukraine needs more ammunition and equipment. The head of the Ukrainian state said that Russian troops daily spent about 3 times more ammunition than the Ukrainian army. According to British intelligence, the offensive of Russian troops in the city of Bakhmut in Donetsk region has largely stalled, reports Interfax Ukraine. The reason for that is extreme exhaustion of the forces of the invaders, but Ukraine also suffered heavy losses during the defense. The experts believe that Russia has likely shifted its operational focus towards Avdiivka, south of Bakhmut, and to the Kremenna-Svatova sector to the north, areas where Russia likely only aspires to stabilize its front line. This suggests an overall return to a more defensive operational design after inconclusive results of attempts to conduct a general offensive since January 2023. British intelligence suggests that the situation of the Russian forces is also likely to have worsened due to tensions between the Russian Ministry of Defense and the Wagner Group, both of which are fighting in the Bakhmut sector. Russia will deploy tactical nuclear weapons on the territory of Belarus, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Russian President Vladimir Putin clarified that the construction of the storage facility for the weapons will be finished on July 1st. According to Putin, the reason for such a step was the statement of the UK about the supply of depleted uranium rounds to Ukraine, which according to Putin is somehow related to nuclear technologies. The Russian dictator said that Moscow has an answer regarding depleted uranium rounds, as they themselves have hundreds of thousands of such rounds which they are not using yet. The US Department of Defense said that there are no indications that Russia is preparing to use nuclear weapons. Putin also claimed that the West plans to send 420 or 440 tanks to Ukraine, the same with ammunition. During this time, Russia will produce new tanks and modernize more than 1,600 existing ones. He said that the total number of tanks of the Russian army will exceed 3 times the number of tanks of the armed forces of Ukraine. Russia also has 10 times more planes. The Russian dictator stated that Ukrainian troops allegedly use about 5,000 shells per day, while the United States produces about 15,000 per month. Putin called aid to Ukraine from Western allies in the form of weapons supplies, an attempt to prolong the conflict. Minister member of the Council of Ministers of Poland, Michal Dworczyk, confirmed the death of a citizen of Poland who fought in the ranks of the armed forces of Ukraine against the Russian invaders, reports Nowy Narnia. Polish journalist Mateusz Laczowski said the deceased commanded a platoon in the International Legion and his name was Michal. He did not give his last name but informed that he enlisted in Ukraine's army last April. His contract was to end in a month and he wanted to return to his homeland and serve again in the Polish army. According to the media, the serviceman was already wounded a few months ago but he returned to the front before Christmas. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky then awarded him with the Order for Courage. Following a meeting with representatives of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, the group of creditors of Ukraine provided financial guarantees for the new program and a moratorium on debt obligations until 2027, reports Ekonomichna Pravda. During the meeting, IMF representatives provided a description of the economic and financial situation in the country, their assessment of Ukraine's economic prospects and financing deficit in 2023-2027, as well as analysis of debt sustainability. The group also called on all other official bilateral creditors to reach an agreement with Ukraine as soon as possible on providing at least the same favorable debt regime. The Highlights from Ukraine is an uncommercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better.
We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.